You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
BFM, we have got Troy sitting right next to me. What's happening, Troy?
Uh-oh, I was waiting for the intro.
Yeah, I'm going to play the intro. I just wanted to introduce you first.
Oh, I was panicking. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good as well. And hey, look, I'm going to give you that intro you so desperately want.
From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Woohoo, From the Crate.
Hello.
Hello. We can talk now, now that the intro is played.
I guess so.
Well, what have you brought for us this morning?
Well, shall I tell you what I didn't bring?
Okay, what didn't you bring?
Well, for a little while now, people have been desperately wanting the Avalanche's first record since I left you, right, on vinyl. Yeah. Because I think when it came out about 16 years ago, there was like just a few copies pressed because everyone at that time had moved to digital. Now everyone wants it on vinyl, but we've got it in, finally. But
so
that's what
many,
I didn't bring.
How many do you have?
Not that many. There's like big demand worldwide, so we only managed to get a few. So if you wanted a copy of The Avalanche since I left you, you'd have to come in pretty soon. But I didn't bring that because we won't talk about that today.
Okay.
All right.
Let's talk about it another time, though. I don't feel like I know enough.
About the Avalanches?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it another time. But
brilliant.
Up first, let's talk about the new Trent Moller record, which people have been waiting for as well. Now, Trent Moller, most people will know either from his star-studded last record, Lost, or possibly just as the remixer of choice for people like, oh, who? Everyone. M83, Warpaint.
Does a lot of remixes.
Heaps. And this new record, well, I think with the last record, the tour moved basically to a live band. He'd used a live band in the past, mainly in the studio. He works just by himself, plays everything. It's predominantly electronic, of course, but
yeah.
There's instruments to be played, he plays them. But he's got members of his band playing on this one, on a few of the songs anyway.
You got
bass player, a couple
so
of bass players.
So it's more like collaborative with other people? Like it's still his music?
I highly doubt it's collaborative. I have a suspicion that Anders Trent Moller sits there and goes, you do this now, not like that, like this. You know, it's all his vision. The new album is called Fiction, right? F-I-X-I-O-N.
Oh, why has it got an X in it?
I don't know. He's Danish. It might mean something in Danish, or it might just be a different way of spelling fiction. I have no idea. And what we get with this album is mainly, well, there's only two instrumentals on it. Right? Two instrumentals.
Right.
We've got Mary Fisker, who is toured with him quite a few times.
Who's that?
She's a vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
We've got another vocalist. Hang on.
He dropped his paper.
I dropped my paper on the floor. My handkerchief. who else is on there? Jenny Beth, of course, from Savages. Sings two of the songs.
Cool.
Anders Trent Moller mixed the last Savages record, the one that came out this year, Adore
Life.
Right,
okay, I didn't know that.
Yes. And Lisbeth Fritz, who is tour guitarist, sings one of the songs. Now, the interesting thing about all these vocalists, these three vocalists that make up the majority of the album, there's not a massive difference between what they're doing. So you have like it doesn't sound like any sort of various artist compilation.
They all sound kind of the same?
Well, similar enough that there's no sort of big jumps in the themes of everything.
Yeah.
And I mean, the record itself, so, you know, it's one of those. Did you ever listen to that M83 record, Saturdays Equals Youth?
No.
Okay, well, that record is kind of like a real nostalgic record that doesn't actually sound like what it's nostalgic for. It kind of does. It's like an approximation of sort of a feeling of the 80s. This has elements of that as well. Some of it sounds a bit like it could be produced by, well, the drums could be produced by Martin Hannett around the time he was doing Joy Division. Some of it sounds like, you know, Depeche Mode of the last decade or something like that. So there's like these little things in it that make you think, oh, it's kind of like.
Yeah, cool.
But it sort of isn't.
Does he usually use vocals, or is this kind of like something different for him?
No, he has done for a little while now. I'm not exactly even sure what kind of, you know, how people perceive him, whether they think of Trent Moller as being like an electronic artist in the terms of for a dance floor, or an electronic artist like making sort of post-punk goth stuff. I have no idea what they think.
I don't really know what I think either, because like I know the name really, really well, but I listened to a couple of his other tracks yesterday, And yeah, I can't really put in a word to it.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's
surely
just
that's
good music.
The album is available in... there's two different LP editions, right? So it's a double album. You can either get the regular version or the deluxe version, which weirdly enough just means that it's 180-gram vinyl and there's one extra track in the download.
Holy damn!
Yeah. One we'll hear the other one. We heard River and Me. I think BFM played River and Me earlier this year quite a bit with Jenny Beth out of Savages. The other one where she sings on the album is one called Complicated. And I think that's the one we should listen to.
That's the one we're going to listen to. So
is
this
it?
Is... Yep. This
good.
Is complicated. Life is complicated. Complicated.
Complicated. It's not an Avril Lavigne cover.
I wish it was.
Get out of my love.
that was Trent Moller, Complicated Amazing. I didn't know that we had Pearl Little featuring in Trent Moller's new track.
Yeah, apparently. But yeah, Jenny Beth was the main vocal. You heard there.
That's just joking.
Do you see what I mean about it sort of recalling, you know, aspects of a time which is gone, but recalling it in a way which didn't really exist?
I didn't expect that track to sound how it sounded. I thought it was going to be like slow and like spacey.
Really?
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it.
I should never have mentioned Avril Lavigne because that's all you had in your head since then.
And that's what we've been talking about, how Avril Lavigne is actually really underrated musically. There is no Avril Lavigne at Southbound, though.
Don't they know? No, I don't think there is. Anyway, moving right along. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago we had a soul jazz compilation of early Nigerian freedom music?
Yes, and who was that? What was his name?
I can't remember which one we even played, but great compilation, that one.
Yes.
So here we are, a different week, a different soul jazz compilation of awesome. Nigerian music.
Awesome.
This one here is entitled Nigerian Soul Fever. Okay, do you want the whole title?
Yes.
Nigeria Soul Fever, Afrofunk, Disco and Boogie, West African Disco Mayhem.
Mayhem.
Right. So basically what we've got here is Nigerian music in the 70s, or actually up to the latest track on here is, I think, from about 1984. But during this period in Nigeria, obviously James Brown had happened and it had a massive impact in a lot of countries in Africa, and the funk had started and Afrobeat had like really ramped up. Fela Kuti had become sort of worldwide famous. Mm-hmm. But one thing people don't know about then is that Nigeria had banned the import of records as luxury goods.
Really?
So it was very, very difficult to buy a lot of overseas
records.
Why
did they ban that?
They were just tightening the... Everything changed in West Africa after that secession of Biafra and the war related to that. But let's not go into the politics of it. Let's talk about the music. Now, one of the most important artists who sort of came to prominence in that time was a man called Johnny Hastrup. Mm-hmm. Now, remember also a few weeks ago we were speaking about Orlando Julius and the Heliocentrics,
right? I think that was what I was thinking.
That's what you were thinking of? Well, Orlando Julius, and I think I told you, what I thought described his music best was the name of a record he'd put out in 1966 called Super Afro Soul, right, under his proper name of O.J. Ekamoda. Well, the vocalist on that record is this guy, Johnny Hastrup.
Cool.
He'd been doing stuff in the mid-60s then. He'd like become known as Soul Brother Number One, and I'm not sure whether that was because he was like leading a covers group, a soul covers group, mm-hmm. through the rest of the 60s. But by the 70s, he'd really gained in stature. Ginger Baker from that British band Cream had hired him to be in his group, the Air Force.
Really?
Replacing Steve Winwood, yeah.
Oh.
he'd put out a record he'd formed a band called Mono Mono, and they'd done a couple of records.
Mm-hmm.
By 1978, he had decided, right, Johnny Hastrup solo is what we're going to do. And what we're going to hear is the title track of the album that came out in 1978. It's called Wake Up Your Mind. And so we have sort of politicized dance floor music, if you like, that isn't Fela Kuti, but is from Lagos in Nigeria as well. I think this is a real good one.
Yeah, let's check it. Yeah, I really like this track. It kind of changes, which I think is quite cool. If it's the track, I think it is.
Yeah.
Is Johnny Hestrup, Wake Up Your Mind. We had some people texting in. One person said, if I were Trent Moller, I would have got Robert Smith to sing on that track since it sounds like 80s Cure anyway. And also, I secretly like Avril Lavigne's first and third album. I am with you on that. I secretly really like Avril Lavigne's first and third album as well. And somebody else said, loved that track you played before this one. Who was it? Well, Stranger, I'm going to tell you, it is Trent Moller, Complicated.
But bringing things right up to the minute, Johnny Hestrup, Wake Up Your Mind. This is from the new Soul Jazz 3LP set, Nigeria Soul Fever, Afro Funk, Disco Boogie, West African Disco Mayhem, which is just great.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
If people want to get it, they can come to Southbound.
Yeah, but there's a few Johnny Hestrup tracks on it. But actually, this is just a solid record. Totally solid.
Brilliant.
Right.
Wake up!
Wake up your minds.
Wake up, sisters!
Moving along, we're staying with the word Africa, but it's not. But it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
This record came out just a little bit earlier this year. I've finally got it on vinyl. Yeah.
Yes.
Strut put it out. The man's name is Idris Akamor. His band's name is The Pyramids. Now, in the early 70s, Idris Akamor and The Pyramids were pupils at the rather left field Ohio College of Antioch College. And they were taught there by the jazz piano great Cecil Taylor, the avant-garde piano great Cecil Taylor. And so they got together in the early 70s as a, well, I'm assuming that they started as just simply a jazz group. Well, I don't know if it was simply a jazz group. You're taught by Cecil Taylor. It's not just going to be simply anything. But they put together a group. And then they used their student grants to go to Africa and spent, I think, 8 or 9 months, mainly in Ghana, sort of immersing themselves in African rhythms and everything. Came back to America, relocated to San Francisco, and put out three absolutely amazing albums between 1971 and 1977. This odd kind of Afrofuturism funk type thing. Completely
Afrofuturism funk.
Well, something, yes, I'm just
what
using...
What is that? What is that?
What do you mean, what is that?
What is Afrofuturism?
Well, I think if you were listening to what I was saying a few weeks ago, you would have realized that stuff like Orlando
but
Julius
I'm
is kind of Afrofuturism.
What is futurism? Like, how do you become a futurism band? Like, how do you have that? Do you know what I mean?
I don't think you become it. I think you just play it.
But what does that sound like? Is what we're going to listen to sound...
Yeah, it's what we're going to hear does sound, you know, kind of similar, though, of course, it's 30 years later. I mean, this is an album that was done, I think, the end of last year. They reunited in the 2000s.
How old were they?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think Idris Akamor himself was born in 1950 or something. Mm. So however old that makes him, 66? I don't know.
Cool.
It's not all the same lineup. This time around, there's two of the bass players that played with the Pyramids back in the day.
Two bass players?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's a really interesting thing to incorporate into a band is two bass players.
Yeah, I don't think back at the time they used two bass players simultaneously. These are, but they do now, you know.
Yeah.
Who else is in this one? Well, actually, nobody else from the group apart from Idris Akamor and these two bass players. They have, I think, it's a floating membership, pretty much.
Cool.
Also, the tune we're going to hear has a guest vocalist, a lady called Baika, who is like B-A-J-K-E, from India, and a soul
from
singer
India.
From India.
Yeah. Whoa.
It was recorded in Berlin, so this whole thing, you can hear where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
It's like this complete sort of...
crazy.
From all over the globe.
That's awesome.
And that's kind of the message in the record as well.
That's
it's,
great.
What did he actually say? I didn't even write it down, how he describes the record. He describes it in the liner notes as being something to do with struggle, but also something to do with world unity. The album is called We Be All Africans, which means, as you know, where did humanity eventuate on this planet? Africa! That's where we all came from. Every human is an African in some sense. That's kind of what the record is about. The one we're going to hear, I think, it's kind of cool. It's like, you know what people call spiritual jazz, stuff like Pharoah Sanders and Alice Coltrane, etc.
Yes.
Okay. There's some of the feeling of that in this one. Also, I think this is kind of a nod to Sun Ra as well.
Oh, I love Sun Ra.
What's the name of the tune we're going
to
hear?
We're going to listen to Silent Days, and if people want to get this, they come southbound.
Yep, but I mean, people should be familiar with the Pyramids anyway, probably. And if they weren't before this year, I think BFM played the title track, We Be All Africans, on the radio. Idris Akamor and the Pyramids, what a tremendous group.
Tremendous.
Thank you. Silent days. Silent days in the rain drowned attempt to remember the sun between us. The sun between us.
Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.